I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Indian University at Crazy Horse in South Dakota has a new culturally designed healthcare program, and a language immersion program for kindergarten students is being launched in a Wisconsin school district. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Indian University at Crazy Horse has a new program designed for targeted health care, namely culturally sensitive Native treatment. South Dakota Public Broadcasting CJ Keene has more. A Wisconsin school district is launching an Ojibwe language immersion program for kindergarten students this fall. As Danielle Kading reports, school officials have been working with the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to support language revitalization efforts. The Office of Army Cemetery says it's honoring the requests of family members and tribes to return home the remains of 11 Native American students from the Carlisle Indian School Cemetery in Pennsylvania. This week, the process to disinter the remains began. The students are from tribes in Montana, South Dakota, California, and Oklahoma. They died between 1880 and 1910 while attending the government-operated Carlisle Indian Industrial School. Families and tribes of the students are likely to travel to Carlisle during the process over the next few weeks to accept the remains. The event, Reconciliation Through Art, is expected to take place September 30th in Ontario, Canada. The day-long event is bringing together Indigenous artists, performers, and knowledge keepers from across the province. Organizers say it's an opportunity for visitors to celebrate and support Indigenous artists while also building relationships in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.